Welcome to the documentary from the BBC World Service, where we report the world, however difficult the issue, however hard to reach. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
You know, in life, no matter how much you are down, if you are willing to give your best and fight, you know, you can always have a fighting chance to come back.
We had to rise from the ashes.
Search for Amazing Sports Stories wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
From the BBC World Service, this is The Documentary, the home of original storytelling. I'm Hannah, and I'm here to tell you about our podcast, What in the World, which helps you make sense of what in the world is going on. And in this bonus episode, we are in Nigeria, and we're talking about one word.
What is japa? Is when you try to move out of the country.
Japa means traveling out of Nigeria. Everyone wants to japa from this country.
Japa is running away when everything else seems to be not working in the community.
If I say I want to japa, I want to leave here. I don't want to be here anymore. Just go. Not to be seen. Disappear completely, entirely. That's what it means to me.
Hi guys, I'm Hannah Gelbart.
And I'm Makwa Chiokafo.
And you're listening to What in the World from the BBC World Service. We're recording this episode in Lagos, Nigeria, and lots of young people here are facing a pretty serious choice, one that could affect the rest of their lives. And it can all be summed up in one word, japa.
Yeah, it's a Yoruba word which is one of the more than 300 languages spoken here. And as you heard, it means to leave a place. Increasingly, it's become shorthand for leaving Nigeria altogether with the hope of finding better opportunities somewhere else.
I've been here in Lagos for nearly a week, and in that time, we have seen ads all over the streets and online for different ways for people to get citizenship and work permits in countries like the UK, US and Canada. So it's clearly something that lots of people are after. And in this episode, you're going to hear from some of the people weighing up that difficult decision. You're going to find out their reasons for it and what it means for Nigeria itself. First of all, let's hear from someone who's left Nigeria.
My name is Oluwatobi Abodunrin. I decided to leave Nigeria because I wasn't getting what I want. I was working as a medical social worker, and you're just graduating from school. You have the zeal. You've been practicing social work in other places, and then you got to this place, and it's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you so energetic? Why are you using all of your strength and all of that? So it's like, you want a particular thing. You want to be heard in a certain way. Nigeria is filled with passionate youths. Active youths. We're highly talented. We want to be recognized. We want our voice to be heard. We want someone to listen to us. We want to be respected. So the young ones want to like try something new. I'm enjoying the decision. I'm happy about the decision. I mean, it was a tough decision to leave family, to leave home, to leave your siblings, to leave people who are sympathetic, empathetic, people who are sweet and kind, generous, passionate people in Nigeria, the entertaining part of it, you know. It's a tough decision, but then, yeah, I'm happy I made the decision. It's going well, trust me.
We're going to go into a little bit more detail about this trend, and here with me in Makawachi is Faith Oshoko, our friend from the BBC Lagos Bureau.
Hi, Hannah.
So, who are some of the young people who are trying to leave the country?
So, there are different demographics of people that are trying to leave. Young couples trying to start a family. There are young people that want to go to study and widen their frontiers and also see whether they can make it in the world of work abroad.
And it's mainly young professionals, people who have skills and qualifications.
Yes. So, yes, it's mainly young professionals, and there are some skills that are easier to get out of the country than others, like medical skills, IT and stuff like that.
It can be quite expensive, can't it?
Yes, it can be very expensive, from the visa application, travel documents, even booking the flight.
Makawachi, how many people are leaving the country?
It's a bit tough to put a number to this. Reliable statistics are hard to find, but the number of Nigerians granted UK work visas has quadrupled since 2019, and 700% more visas have been awarded to Nigerian students.
Faith, why is it that so many people want to japa, and why younger people in particular?
One of the big reasons is money. The currency has been fluctuating of late, so it's like, do you really want to stay in Nigeria where your money today can be less tomorrow, or do you want to travel abroad? Another thing is security. A lot of people don't want their children to grow up in the same situation they grew up in. A lot of young people participated in the NSAS protest, which was a protest against police brutality, and the results that came out of there kind of got a lot of people discouraged about where the country was going to.
Makuachi, where do the people doing JAPA want to go?
Oh, you see, lots of people look to the West here in Nigeria. I've noticed that you see places like the US, the UK and Canada, mostly Canada. In fact, you said earlier that you saw lots of adverts, advertising these countries. And it's not just on the streets. You can see them online. In fact, in terms of Canada, we have seen that Nigerians, this data that says that Nigerians seeking residency in Canada have tripled since 2015 and even rose from about 4,000 to 13,000 in 2019. So that's quite huge.
Yeah, it's big. What kind of opportunities do you think they're going to get in these places that they won't have here?
Faith just touched on that. One thing that most young people want is more money, more financial security. Health workers in Nigeria have had to strike and protest about not being well paid. When they can travel and get 3 times what they are being paid, they have better welfare, better facilities. And it's not just healthcare workers. You can also see IT personnel's even trying to move out because they have better opportunities. They can work in Google, they can work in Microsoft, they can work in Meta, and you may not necessarily find those places here in Nigeria. So yeah.
We heard from someone earlier who has JAPA'd, and on social media you can see loads of videos of people showing off their new lives once they've JAPA'd. So Faith, how do you think social media is contributing to this trend?
Apart from information that people get about how to process your JAPA to make it a little bit easier for people, there's also information of day-to-day life, get ready with me to go to classes and stuff like that, that are coming out mostly on TikTok these days. And it's if they can do it, I can do it too. So there's a lot of information, and because of that information, we can put ourselves into the mindset that it is not as far away as a lot of people thought before to JAPA. So that is how social media is making it kind of easier to get into the headspace of, okay, I want to leave and it's possible and I can do it.
So lots of people thinking about leaving, talking about leaving, trying to get their finances in order to leave. But is it that easy to actually leave the country?
So it kind of is not. There are different strokes for different folks. Like I said earlier, skilled workers in terms of places that are in demand, like the IT sector and the medical sector, it kind of gets to a point where some of them are headhunted. But on the other hand, for people that want to strive themselves to go either through the school route and stuff like that, you have to, again, remember that our Nigerian currency is fluctuating. It becomes a point where I have been saving to go to school and then the Naira dips and then I'm back to square one. It takes a lot of planning and time, and then there's the social cost. You are losing your friends and you're losing your families. So it takes a lot on your mental health, it takes a lot on your finances and stuff like that to travel abroad. So yeah, it's kind of expensive. It's pretty expensive. I spoke to someone called Trudy who had put some monetary foundation to his JAPA journey and then got denied visa.
I had tried to leave the country to go study abroad. I had gained admission nursing. When I went to the embassy, I was denied. And I think part of the reason that they stated was I didn't have enough ties to my home country. The next year, the result was still the same. The financial implication, obviously, because there are some financial commitments you have to make while obtaining the admission, which of course at this point was forfeited. After that, I had decided to stay back, look for a job, which I got a very good job. I would say I'm in a very good position to actually weigh my options, and then would only leave when there's obviously something better.
Okay, so for people like Shudi, it's no longer a do or die affair because they have tried it before, once bitten, twice shy. But at the end of the day, it's still important for a large percentage of Nigerians.
Faith, thank you so much.
Thank you, Hannah.
If you're enjoying this and you want to hear more, you can search What in the World wherever you found this podcast. From the BBC World Service, I'm Hannah Gelbart, and I've been looking into why so many young people are leaving Nigeria. we are going to go to the University of Lagos and speak to some students about whether they're considering to Japa.
I really want to Japa, especially to UK or New York.
Why?
The standard of living here is kind of low, so people believe outside the country is far, far better than those living here. So people really want to try other countries, which is UK and the European country as well.
Have you got lots of friends who have already done it?
Yes, one of my friends, she got married last year and she's there right now with her husband. And my other brother is there. So after school, I hope I get there. I jackpot from this country, actually, yes.
If you jackpot, would you come back?
Yes, I will surely come because I'm here. I was born and brought up here. And I'm proud to be a Nigerian.
I've been looking at Germany and I've been looking at Spain.
Okay, so not English-speaking countries. Do you speak German and Spanish?
I'm in classes to learn. I just registered for German class last month, yes.
That's exciting. Are lots of people learning new languages because of Japa?
Yes, definitely. I have friends that are studying French and just left last year to France.
How easy is it to Japa once you decide that's what you want to do?
Well, it's not easy, as we've seen, because the exchange rate is really hitting on a lot of us. That's going to cost like a lot to change money, and I'm saving, my parents are saving, my brother has jackpot.
Oh yeah, where's your brother?
My brother is in Aberdeen. Yeah, so I want to also move out.
Will you jackpot after you graduate?
I mean, I do not want to, but the situation of the country is very tough right now, and I mean, for me to and that financial stability that I'm looking for, it's looking like I would have to leave. Then make me come back later because I want to go and learn more, expand myself and gain financial freedom. Then maybe then come back because I really love this place. I love Nigeria.
Is it something you want to do when you finish your studies?
That's what everyone wants to do. So yeah, it's a thing I would like to. I don't mind if I could, yes.
Are there things here that you would want to leave behind?
Insecurity, the state of how it is with electricity. Electricity is not always so great. The economy in the world generally is not so great, but the economy here, oh my goodness, it's not great. I don't want to smile at.
Where would you want to go?
Where would I want to go? I'd say Switzerland or Amsterdam.
Interesting choices. Why those?
Because I'm very fascinated with those two countries specifically, especially Amsterdam. It's very, I would say, aesthetic.
Some of the main reasons for Japa, as you have heard, are the cost of living and the unstable currency here in Nigeria. The prices of everyday items just keeps on changing. I am with Aminat in a shop that sells Ofada rice. What is Ofada rice?
Ofada rice is a native rice, very healthy, it's brown in color. Do you want to see inside?
Yeah.
It's actually brown, it's healthy, it's good for diabetic patients.
How much is a small cup of your rice?
This used to be like 1.5, even less than that, but now it's 2,200.
The price keeps on going up?
Going up, yes. Basically, like, you finish selling, you want to restock, there's another increment in price, and it's very crazy. Not just like 1% or 2%, either like 50% or more than.
And how does it affect you as a shopkeeper when your prices keep on changing?
It actually affects the quantity of the goods you have. So it's like using the money for 4 bags to buy like 2 bags now. So the stock in shop kept on reducing, which is very hard. Some businesses actually closed down due to this increase in prices, and it's very crazy, affecting so many business, shops closing, and it's really hard.
We have been speaking to young people here who want to do Japa, who want to leave Nigeria because of things like the currency, the cost of living. Is it something you've ever thought about?
Yes, several with my family. But even the increase in dollar now affects so many people from the Japa stuff, because the money you want to use to Japa is way too ridiculous. The budget is like 17 million, but if I have that 17 million, I'm still willing to Japa.
So Makwachi is here with me at the market, and it's clear why so many young people are considering leaving. But what does that mean for Nigeria and its economy?
Well, you see, lots of people get to send money out or spend their money trying to like leave the country. That also impacts on the economy. But also beyond that, lots of skills and skilled professionals are leaving. People like doctors, people like IT professionals, like and even other spheres of life. And students, they're leaving, so they're going to be investing more of their money outside Nigeria and instead of the country. And even the money they would have made for Nigeria, they are now making it outside. So, yeah, it impacts on Nigeria's economy.
It's kind of a brain drain. And is the government doing anything to try to keep people here?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's been, I remember in last year, December, there was a legislation that hasn't been passed, but that wanted to ensure that health workers, doctors in particular, stay back in the country for at least 5 years before they can leave. And then remember early this year, there was another legislation or another directive that targeted nurses, wanting them to practice in the country at least 2 years before they can leave. And that actually caused protests in the country among nurses, yes.
You've been speaking to some doctors, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I spoke to one doctor who told me he'd rather be here and make impact in Nigeria. And here's what he told me via a voice note.
My name is Rongdeep Nangpak. Career goals should not only revolve around the individual's personal interest, what value you want to add to a people, either in a community or a village or to an individual. So with regards to medical practice, what do you want to add to knowledge about the practice of medicine, the quality of patient care, strengthening health policies? If I'm going to maximize my medical practice, I'd rather remain in Nigeria to see if we can better the country, the sub-region. And those were the things I thought about, those were the contributions I made, and those are the things that are still driving my reason for remaining in the country.
I know I have a friend who says, no matter what happens, Nigeria is his only home. He'll rather be here and see that he makes Nigeria better. And I believe that's how life is. People have choices.
You're absolutely right. People do indeed have choices. Thank you so much, Makawachi.
Thank you, Hannah.
It's been great having you. This is What in the World from the BBC World Service. I'm Hannah Gelbart.
And I'm Makawachi Okafor.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for taking the time to listen to the documentary. If you'd like to hear more episodes of our podcast, What in the World, we have done loads of topics, including one about safety concerns in the Nollywood film industry and another about why spicy food hurts so much. You can find those by searching for BBC What in the World wherever you get your BBC podcasts.